Title: Building Tension with Notes Beginner. Drum and Bass in Ableton Live. All right, let's build the kind of tension that makes a drum and bass drop feel inevitable, and we're going to do it with notes, not just risers and noise. Because here's the secret: in DNB, the drums can stay almost the same for a long time. What makes the listener feel like something is coming is melodic pressure. Tiny note choices. Where you place them, how high they get, how fast they repeat, and, most importantly, how they resolve. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple 32-bar sketch. Bars 1 through 16, a rolling groove, a steady sub, and a bass pattern that starts to lean forward. Bars 17 through 24, a breakdown or pre-drop where harmonic tension ramps up. Bars 25 through 32, the drop, where everything lands clean and feels like payoff. Let's jump in. First, set up your Ableton session. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's classic DNB territory. Time signature stays 4/4. Now make a few tracks so we can separate jobs clearly. A drum track, a sub-bass track, a mid-bass or a reese track, a tension synth track for chords or a pad layer, and an FX track, just in case, though we're not relying on FX for this lesson. Quick workflow tip: color code your groups early. It sounds basic, but it keeps you moving fast once the arrangement starts growing. Now, step 1. Build a simple rolling foundation. You want the drums steady so the tension from the notes is obvious. If the drum pattern is changing constantly, you won't know what's actually creating the buildup. Here's a simple one-bar DNB pattern. Kick on beat 1, and then the end of 2 for that forward push. Snare on 2 and 4. Hats doing 8th notes or shuffled 16ths. If you're using MIDI, load a drum rack. Drop in your samples and add a subtle groove. Something like Swing 16-55 works nicely without turning it into a different genre. And if you want a little weight without going into mix mode, put drum bus on the drum group. Small drive, some boom, damp it a bit. The key is, don't overcook the drums yet. We're here for no tension. Step 2. Pick a key. We're going to use F minor because it's dark, flexible, and very DNB friendly. To keep yourself from accidentally wandering out of key, especially as a beginner, drop Ableton's scale MIDI effect on your music tracks. Set it to minor and set the root to F. This doesn't replace your ears, but it really helps you experiment faster without getting lost. Now the good stuff. Step 3. Tension in the sub-bass using approach notes. This concept is huge, and it's beginner-friendly. Tension is expectation. A note feels tense because your ear thinks it knows what should happen next. Two of the strongest tension moves are notes that sit one semitone away from your target note. So if your home note is F, you could approach it from below with E going to F, or from above with G, B going to F. Those are approach notes. And in DNB, you usually don't hold them forever. You flash them right before a new phrase, then you land. Let's build the sub. On the sub-bass track, load wave eatable. Set oscillator 1 to a sine wave. Use a low-pass filter, 24 dB if you want it extra clean. Keep the sub simple. This is important. The sub's job is to be stable and powerful, not clever. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. Start with mostly F. Short notes, like 8th notes or 16ths, so it locks with the drums. Now add the tension. Use what I call the last two beats rule. Instead of putting your spicy note early in the bar, put it late, where it feels like a lead-in. So in bar 2, in the last two beats, put E, then resolve to F right on the downbeat when the loop restarts. You're basically saying, we're home, wait, lean and back. If you wanted even more DNB, add a tiny glide. In Waveatable, turn on glide or portamento, something like 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then either overlap E and F slightly, or play them very close together. That little slide predates tension and release, without needing a single extra sound. Quick safety note: keep these approach notes short in the sub. If you make long overlaps, the low end can jump unpredictably and you'll feel it has uneven power right before the drop. Short, intentional, clean. Step 4. Add a reese or mid-bass that climbs over time. This is one of the most effective ways to build tension in DNB while keeping the drum steady. The groove stays locked, but the note center rises, so your ear feels escalation. On the mid-bass track, load operator. Set osc to a saw wave. Set osc B to a saw wave as well, and attune slightly. Then add chorus ensemble, low rate, moderate amount, just enough to widen and swirl. Add auto filter, set it to low pass. We'll automate the cutoff later. Now write an 8-bar idea where the rhythm stays similar, but the note target moves upward. Bars 1 to 2 sit around F. Bars 3 to 4 move to AB. Bars 5 to 6 move to BB. Bars 7 to 8 move to C. In F minor, that path feels like climbing away from home, and C is a great O note in this context, because it really wants to fall back to F. Teacher tip. This is tension without chaos. You're not adding random dissonance. You're teaching the listener what home is, and then you're walking them away from it in a controlled way. Step 5. Create chord tension using suspended movement. Suspended chords are basically the cheat code for not resolved yet. On the tension synth track, load analog or wave-eatable, something soft but present. Add reverb, a longer decay, like 3 to 6 seconds, but keep the mix reasonable so it doesn't wash out the whole track. We're going to place these in the breakdown, so they can be wide and atmospheric, but still rhythmic once we sidechain them. In F minor, try this 2-chord loop. B flat sus 2 to B flat minor. Here are the notes. B flat sus 2 is BB, C, F. B flat minor is BB, TB, F. So what's happening? You're changing only one note, C down to DB. That tiny half step shift is the tightening feeling. It's like the chord finally admits what it is, and that moment of admission is emotional tension. And here's a powerful arrangement move. This audio version is shortened for playback.